basis for the suit is the environmental degradation that is going on in the Keta Lagoon complex. The Keta Lagoon is a wetland of international importance under the Ramsar Convention of 1971. So every effort must be made to preserve that natural habitat for future generations. And actually, Article 36 plus 9 enjoins our public officials to do all they can to preserve the environment for posterity.
Are you by this saying that the activities of these mining companies are not in tandem with sustainable environmental management?
Certainly, because I have read some environmental impact assessment which preceded their operations, which said that when they go there, they are going to extract the salt water brine from the sea and then transport it to the bed of the Keta Lagoon, dry it, and harvest the salt. But that is not what we are seeing. What we are seeing now is that they've dug 40 wells in the lagoon bed, very deep wells, industrial wells, 40 of them, and they are extracting salt water from beneath the bed. So it means that all the natural water, the fresh water, and the salt water that has been stored underground in aquifers and water tables, you know, for years, are being extracted for the production of salt, you know, and these activities has resulted in the contamination of potable water in the communities and the total drying up of all wells in communities like Adina and Pediakofi.
Has there been any empirical studies or research to show that it is because of the activities of these companies that is why you having the situation that you are describing?
Their own environmental impact assessment attests to this fact. There are two reports, but all those things will form part of our evidence that will present to the Supreme Court. We are saying that the activities, without doubt, is affecting the environment and also the communities, the coconut plants, the mango trees, the orange trees that are there, which people rely on for their livelihoods, are being destroyed. And these are not caused by diseases. No.
Initially, there were some agitations and confrontations between the residents and some of these mining companies. And our understanding is that there was a committee that was put in place to resolve or to settle the issues amicably. You taking this legal action doesn't mean that you did not reach any amicable conclusion.
Having discussions to solve problems is good. Those discussions can still go on. But the issues we are talking about are legal issues, and they are also questions of investment, dedication by the state and the government in maintaining the sanctity of the Ramsar site, you know. So it's beyond any discussions, you know, about rioting and the rest.
I know that mining activities is going on in other places like Angula Fiadanyigba and other areas. Are you involving all those areas also in your suit?
The suit covers the whole Keta Lagoon, the 126-kilometer stretch of it. Because, you know, one other thing I need to also speak about is somebody has gone there to block one of the streams that is the source of fresh water that flows into the lagoon. If we block such streams, how do the Keta Lagoon survive during the dry season?
Eli Klim Agbemavai is the lawyer for the Anglo Youth Council, which has sued government over the grants of license to some companies to winch salt in the Keta Lagoon complex.